Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir b'siyata d'shmaya on the topic of Afkas Kedushin, Afkinu. And the yisod that we saw in the previous shir was that there are two ways to get to the Afkinu. One is Huasa Shaloka Hogan. So the rabbis did with him Shaloka Hogan. He acted improperly, so the rabbis uproot the Kedushin. And the other way is if he acted properly, meaning the original Kedushin was completely appropriate. So what right then? What gives the rabbis the right to uproot the Kedushin? And for that you have to come on to called the Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh. So after they have a reason to be uproot the Kedushin, because of called Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh, now they can uproot the Kedushin. That's how they get to Afkinu. So two routes to Afkinu. So says Moreno Rabbeinu Zitzal, U'me'ata nira, shezeu bira sugya udas lashi. That is how you explain all these sugyos udas lashi. That's how Rashi explains the sugyos, that since we explain that the person's mekadesh shadayt rabbana is not a sibul abidul hakedushin. That's not why they're mevatel the kedushin. Because he got married al das chacham, but rather it's a siba that allows them to be poel al yidei kocha. It's a reason that allows them to act. It allows the rabbis to act, but that's not what allows them to be. That's not what that causes them to be vatal the kedushin. They have another reason vatal the kedushin, whatever reason, snuos, prutzos, whatever it may be. That's what allows them to activate their koach, the Mekadesh Rabbana, Adai Rabbana. So on that, Ravina asked, Frek Ravina, Tena Kadesh Bekaspa, so they have the koach of Hefker based in Hefker. There the rabbis make me koach. Hefker based in Hefker, they make the kesef into a matana. And Memela, there's no kedushin. But Kadesh Bibiya, what was the lesson of Rashi? Matehel Biyasai. In other words, Maya zo shu efsher le rabbanan lifol, v'rein lam koach shebo yifalu. D'maya asu b'biyato k'dei shalidei zo lo yechulu ha-kedushin. In other words, it's true that now the rabbis have the koach to be poel. Why do the rabbis have the koach to be poel? Because called a Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh, so they have the power to be poel. But what does that help? What are they going to do with his bia? In other words, now they have an opening. Since called a Mekadesh, Adai to the Rabbana Mekadesh, they have an opening. But what are they going to do with that opening? Called the Mekadesh is not a Siba Labitul HaKadushin. It's a Siba that is Me'afsheret Otam, Me'afsheret Lahem Defol. It's Gevaldik that they have the capacity to act. But for crying out loud, excuse the expression, what are they going to do with that Koach Defol? It's Bia. What are they going to do with the Bia? Kesef, they can use their Koach to make it Hefker based in Hefker. But what are they going to do with the bia? Through which the kedushin won't be chal. And on that, and for the gemara, shavu rabbanu lebilasa bilasnus. In other words, just like the yesh koach lechacham lifal bekesef shalom. Similarly, yesh koach lechacham lifal bebiyase. Just like the chachamim can act on his kesef. They can impact his kesef by making it hefker, making it a matana. So too, they can also act in his bia, and they can make it a bia znus. Tzarechim, what's their koyach to make a bia znus? The koyach to make the kesef hefker is hefker based in hefker. What's the koyach to make the bia znus? And Taka Ravina, who asks the kasha, doesn't believe in this koyach. But anyway, that's the teretz of the Gemara. That they have a koach to make bilas or bilasness, And then Mimela, the Kedusha is going to go away. Because you can only have Kedusha Bia with Bias Ishus and not Bias Nus. And we see from this more in the Rishonim. Rishonim says something very interesting. If a person has a Bias Isser, he has a forbidden Bia, the Shem Kedushin, that's not Kedusha Bia. So it has to be Bias Ishus Hamutaris in order for it to be Kedusha Bia. And that's what Rashi emphasized. That they have Koach, since he's Toile B'daita. Chayra, that's what the Gemara says originally. It called the Mekadesh Adaita to Rabbana Mekadesh. And yet the Gemara still asks, Tanach Kedusha Kadesh B'Kasba, Kadesh, what about Kadesh B'Bia? So what's Rashi adding? The answer is, Rashi's explaining that the Kasha and Kadesh B'Bia is not that they don't have Koach Lefo B'Kochem, Rak B'Kesef Elo B'Bia. It's not that they don't have Koach to be Poach by Bia, they only have Koach to be Poach by Kesef. Vade Gam B'Bia. Since he was Toile B'Daitam, they have Koach Lefo. The Kasha is, if they don't have Koach L'Shtamish Bo Ala Bia, Shanaz Tekoisa Koach Sheshlam B'Kesef, Lassos L'Kesef Matana. What are they going to do with the Bia? With the Kesef, I know what they're going to do with the Kesef. They make the Kesef Matana. The question is, what are they going to do with the Bia? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And that the Gemara answers, that they do have koach, sheishlam ken koach. They do have the koach to make the bia into a business. So it's not shver where they have this koach. Try b'daitem tala. Be'em b'kedushay kesef, be'em b'kedushay bia. Try b'daitem tala. Now, as Rashi's telling us, originally we knew b'daitem tala. He's called the Mekadesh Adaita to Rabbana Mekadesh. But the question is, what now? You're right, they have, he was Al Daitam, but what are they going to do with it? Now that they have Koach to act, money, I get what they can do. They can make it into Kedusha, they can make it into Ekmatana, they can be Mafke the money, make it that it's not for Kedusha. What are they going to do with the Bia? That's the problem. And the Gemara's answer is, they make it into Znus. And Mimela, Rashi says, it's not a question what they're going to do with the Bia. They can make it into his Bia's Nus because B'daitam Tola. He was Tola B'daitam and Mimela, they have the Koach, since they have the Koach to make it into a Bia's Nus, it works beautifully together. They have the Koach to make it a Bia's Nus and he was Tola B'daitam. So since he was Tola B'daitam, they can now use their power to make it into a Bia's Nus. That's Mivuar and Divrei Rashi Gevaldik. Flora writes a lashon sheish koch lechacham lashvui a biyaznus. The rabbis have the koch to make a biyaznus. That was all the Gemara says is shavi rabbanan the bilasu biyaznus. And we're adding pshat that they have the koach to make it into a biyaznus. The question was, where do they have the koach? They don't have the koach. The kasha, we didn't know they have the koach to make it into a biyaznus. We just know they have the koach to act because he was told to b'daitem. But how are they going to act? What are they going to do? So the answer is they taka have the koach to make it a b'yaznus. Okay, so that's Rashi in the Seches Kedushin. V'hadvorim smechim k'nesi nasa. And now we can oichet farshteng afshar gam leavin et ma shekatav Rashi b'mesechet Pesachim. So Rashi in Psochim and of Zion. Because the Maskana, when he's Mekadish B'Bia, we say Afkeinu, even though there's no Hefker based in Hefker. And then we asked according to that, so we share with Rashi, Because the giver of Gidol, that if a person's Mekadish with Chametz from 6 hours, she's not Mekudeshes. So Rashi says, even though it's only their Rabbanan, their Mafkia Kedushay Torah, because in a Torah they should be married, because in a Torah they're allowed to be Nana from the Chametz. So how they Mafkia the Kedushin, they're being Matur and Eishis La'alma. So Rashi says, called the Mekadish Shaddai to Rabbanan Mekadish for Hefker based in Hefker, Vayim Efkirim and Moinu. Why does Rashi tell it in Hefker based in Hefker? Since we concluded, we have this thing even by Bia. It's not Hefka based in Hefka. They can Hefka the Kedushin even if it's by Bia. There's no Hefka based in Hefka. And also Rashi says himself in Eubay. Rashi writes, called the Mekadosh Dai Drabana Mekadosh. So why does he have to come out to Hefka based in Hefka? Called the Mekadosh is enough. But now it's Mamish Gevaldik. Because it emerges, Taka, that the maskana, the bitul kedusha v'kedusha kesef, is through the means, through the mechanism of hefker based in hefker. The only thing is they can only employ this hefker based in hefker if they have the koach pe'ula. And therefore Rashi was correct when he wrote the inyan of called the mekadesh adai to drabana mekadesh, and he also wrote the inyan of hefker based in hefker. In other words, the Kol D'Mekadesh gives the rabbis the power to act. And how are they going to act? They're going to make it Hefker based in Hefker. When it comes to money, they make it Hefker based in Hefker. When it comes to Znus, they make it a Bilas or Bilas Znus. But it's not the Kol D'Mekadesh alone that's Mafkia the Kedushin. It's Kol D'Mekadesh together with the fact that they're making it Hefker. And the fact that it's an Isser Hanadir Rabbanan, that's obviously not enough. Rashi's obviously learning that the Isser Hanadir Rabbanan Mitzvah Atzma is not a reason for Afkas HaKadushin. Because maybe Yaakov Panim D'Oraisa, they're married, and there's a lot of rage about that, but that's not our issue now. Discussed this in the past, and hopefully more again in the future. So the Bittul Kedushin D'Oraisa was Adei Koch Miyuchad, Adei Hefker based in Hefker. But how do you come on to Hefker based in Hefker? Because we called him Kaddish Dai to Rabbanu Mekadosh. So Rashi's talking not so himself, Rashi, you need both. So you're right, we were masik that. You can also, they're also uprooting Kedushay Bia. But the uprooting Kedushay Bia by making that Bia Lesnus. The uprooting Kedushay Kesef by making Hefker based in Hefker. And what allowed them to do that is called the Mekadosh Dai to Rabbanu Mekadosh. So that's beautiful, Shitas Rashi. As a whole, we also learn Shitas HaTesis. Tesis says, the Hefker based in Hefker, Vavimos Matana, Umimel Yukopi Los of Znus, Kaddish Bibia Michael Amemer, Echef Kubia Shal Kedushin. Even the Mandi Omar, the rabbis can uproot something from the Torah, that's when there's no Avera. But here there's an Avera in the Bia. The answer is they make it a Bila Znus. Never there's no Kedushin. So we asked a whole load of kashas. How do we answer the question? We said, but now that I make it into an Isser. The answer is they do make it into an Isser. What changed from the question to the answer? And also even by Kesef, you're also making, even when they make the Kesef into Hefker, they're also creating an Isser. Not only when they make the Bia into Znus, they're creating an Isser, they make Kesef also, because then all the Bias are going to be Bia Znus. He also asked, what was Tosfos told it in Hefker based in? It's called the Makadish like the Rabbana Makadish. That was in the first year we discussed this tosis. We piled kashas in this tosis. The answer is that the Yisod Divrei Tosis is like we said with Das Rashi. They just added. And that is that Dafkos Kedushin Adei Rabbanu Mishkechas Lei. Either they're pole on the Kesef itself, but it's not Kesef Kedushin. That's Mikol Hefker Beis and Hefker. And that's a pool of a Sibis HaKedushin. The Kesef makes the Kedushin. And they're mafkia this kesef, or midin yesh koach chamim lakor davar min haTorah. Shebzeh apuli bechalois hakedushin. Sheyutzrichem lifol lachul min haTorah, aydei ma'is hakedushin. What the koach chamim are doing now is they're saying there's no chalois. The Torah says there is a chalois kedushin. And the rabbis are saying that there's no chalos kedusha. And the nafkamina is the gabei isur mayotzen machmas pulasa. It was an asiyah bekesef mikoch bayilus sheish lemalav lekova kamatana kein shavasacha kol adiv locham shleik hashem tzus aputzis mashi akashel viyaznos ish kan siyah belapula bekesef loch patlan mashal yezem meili bilasu bilaznos sheachesh menu klapei akesef shein winyan leheter viyaser. So again, we said that when it comes to the money, they're pole on the money. They're not pole on the chalos kedushin. They're pole on the sibas hakedushin. So if it's an asiya b'kesef, because the rabbis have bailus, they can make the kesef into a matana. Since it's better at the end of the day for the chachamim. But the tznuas and the prutzas aren't nichshal, like we see in Kedushin. That's why they uprooted the Kedushin. They care more about that than him being nichshal and biyaznus. They don't care about his biyaznus as much as they care about the tznuas and the prutzas. And Mimela, they're willing to make his bios into tznuas. And the tznuas and prutzas will be okay. That's the chachamim's cheshbon. So Mimela, there's a si'iba, the pu'ula b'kesef. Loch patlan. And we don't care that all of his bilos is nus, because the cheshbon is vis-a-vis the kesef. But he's under this of a heter. They're just mafkia the kesef. They're mafkia the kesef. It's a matana. And they don't care about the bilos nus, simply because they, rather that than the snus and prutzos be nichshel. But if the pula is in the kedushin itself, that it shouldn't be foul. It's not a koich of hefker based in hefker. Rather, it's a koich of yesh koich chum yad chum lak or darv min haTorah. In other words, the cheshbon is klapei the Torah. Cheshbon uklapei divrei Torah sheben. Yesh kedushin v'yesh osurim. Kol shepula b'Torah hi, lasot isur b'pula b'Torah. So the rabbis don't have the koich to make a pula of the Torah, a pula sisa. And that's the kash of the Gemara. What are you going to do with the bia? The other rabbis, they're doing a pool of klapei the Torah. Klapei the Torah, this is a pool of heter. The pool of kedushin. And the rabbis are making it the pool of iser. When it comes to the money, they're pole on the siva. They're not going against the Torah. They're pole on siva sakedushin, which is the money. And they have the power al tefker based in hefker. And what about the Yisurim involved? So their cheshbon is, we don't care about the Yisurim if his bia is nos, because rather that than the tznos and the prutzos be nichshel. But if the kedushin's in the, if the pool is on the kedushin itself, that it shouldn't be chal, that's not mikol hefker beis and hefker, that's the chum going against the Torah. And they don't have the power to do that. It's creating Yisur. So since according to Ravina, the rabbis can't do something about the bia. They can't navigate the bia in the way they can navigate the money. The money they can make into a matana. But the bia they can't. So that's the Sivas HaKadushin. So all they can do now is work on the Chalais. They have no koch over the Bia. All they can do is now go against the Torah. Yishkochem lakar dover min haTorah. If they're okay dover min haTorah, they're creating an Isser. You can't uproot the dry Torah in such a way that you're making Isser. So how they mafkir the Kadushin. And that the Gemara answers, don't worry about it. Shavir Rabbanu Blessed Be Blessed Nus. Remember, there's no Kedushin. In other words, it's not an Ashvuye, it's not a creation, it's not an action vis-a-vis the Kedushin. That even though there's a Siba for the Kedushin, nevertheless, the rabbis uprooted it. No, that's not what's happening. What's happening is, it's an Ashvuye in the Bi itself. Rabbis are doing something to the Bi itself, not to the Chalitz Kedusha. And since it's not a Kochba Kedusha, rather in the Bi, it's not a Cheshbon of Isser Veheter, just like by Kesef. And if we don't care about the Isser, and that's how the rabbis are able to mafkir the Kedusha. Because again, this writes, Aval Hecha Dika Vera de Bekudashti Bebi HaMaikel HaMeman, Mishani Shavir Rabban Nebilasu Bilasin Svein Kan Kedusha. In other words, that's like a memela, that's an outgrowth. The rabbis made it into a bila's nus. Originally, the Bukudesh is the bia. What are you going to do with the bia? The bia, you have no koach over the etzim bia. All you have koach is over the chalais kedushin. And the chalais kedushin is going against the Torah. That you can't do. You can't make what the Torah says is a maisa kedushin. You can't make that into bia's nus. Rabbis don't have the power to do that. And the answer is no. They're not going against the maisa, the chalais kedushin. They're saying that the bia is a bia's nus. And in Mela, there's going to be no Kedushin, so they're not going against the Torah directly. So therefore, they do have the power. Shapir Afkin or Rabban the Kedushin minutes. It's very good the rabbis are Mafkir the Kedushin. So now we understand very well, even according to Ravina, Kodesh Bekaspin's Din Hefker Basin. And you need Kodesh Makash Shtaitu Rabban Makadish. In order to get to the Hefker Basin Hefker, you need koach lefol. What gives you the koach lefol? Called the makash dad rabbanu makadish. Without that, they wouldn't have the koach to be part of the chalos hefker basin. And we also understand why they're not choshish the iser to be asnus by kedusha kesef. Mashen kedusha bia. Because by kedusha kesef, they're not creating biasnuses themselves directly. They're just saying the Sivas HaKadushin, the Kesef, is Hefker. And then automatically the Bias is Nus. And where do you see in the Teretz of the Gemara? We wanted to know, where do you see in the Teretz of the Gemara that things change? What changed from the Kasha to the Teretz? The answer is, Shavir Rabban, the Bi'ilas of Bilas Nus. In the Kasha, we were worried about the Kedushin. We thought the rabbis were uprooting the Chalais Kedushin. The answer is they're not uprooting the Chalais Kedushin. They're not saying, oh, this Bia was a Bia's Kedushin, and now the rabbis are saying it's a Bia's Nus. No. They're not going on the Chalais Kedushin. Shavu Rabbana Bilas Bilas Nus. They just make it into a Bia's Nus, and Memela, there's no Kedushin. That's what changed. In the Kasha, we thought they were uprooting the Chalais Kedushin. And in the Teretz, they're not. In the Teretz, they're just making it into a business. And in Mela, it's going to be no Kedushin. And that's exactly what they're doing, the same mechanics by Kesef. The Sivas HaKedushin is the Kesef. You make that into a Kesef, make that into a Matana. And in Mela, the Bias are going to be a business, and therefore it doesn't bother us. Because we'd rather that than the problem with the Tznus and the Prutzis. So as long as the pool of the Rabbanan is bibia, and says to be as nus for lo b'kedushin lafkin, or even meila locha shishim leiser, hayotim iser, just like by kedusha kesef, so it's the same exact mechanics. We're not worried about the iser that comes out, as long as the rabbis aren't being pulled on the iser directly. The rabbis are just making the money into hefka, the rabbis are just making to the rabbis aren't being pulled against the Torah and saying that the Chalais Kedusha is not a Chalais Kedusha. No, they're saying the money is Hefker. And they're saying the Biyaz is Nus, but they're not Mafkia the Kedusha. The problem would be if they were Mafkia the Kedusha. They're not. They're just making the Biyaz into Nus. And then Mela is Afkas Kedusha. So it says, but where there's an aver, hechad aver mukudeshi bebiya ma'ikel ameimar. It's an avera, meaning they're going to say that instead of it being a chaleis kedushin, it's going to be an avera. The cheshbon here is an iser beheter. If it was by kedushin, if the rabbis were being poured on the kedushin, then the cheshbon would be iser beheter, and that they have no right to do. They can't turn heter into iser. That's not what they're doing. They're not being poured on the kedushin. They're being poured on the bia. They're not uprooting the kedushin. They're just saying this bia is nus. And since they're not being poured on the kedushin, they're being poured on the bia, not being poured on the chalos kedushin, just on the sibas kedushin on the bia. Memela, there's going to be no kedushin that they have the right to do. They wouldn't have the right to make what the Torah says a chalais heter or a chalais mitzvah to a chalais iser. That they don't have the right to do. They do have the right, if you have a chalais kedushin, a chalais mitzvah kedushin, they have the right to say, yeah, but the bia that caused that, that was the siva for the chalais, is a bia znos, and memela is no kedushin. Just like they have the power to say that this money is kesef of hefker, and memela, no kedushin. So that's awesome. And of course, we have to be miyashev b'li neder, the sugya and Yevamos 90b. And then there's the famous Shitosav Shel Rashi, Shitosav Shel Avosav Shel Rashi in Tosafot and Ksubos, and then Rashi and Ksubos. We also want to be miyashiv that, both in Nifla B'Yoser. And please stay tuned, B'li Neder. Shall continue. This was awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends. B'li Neder, we shall continue.